time now for Radio America, featuring the best in retro radio, those great old shows you love. Broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Radio America, from the days of good, clean fun on the radio. So sit back, relax, and prepare to have a great time right here with us on Radio America.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Carnival of Danger. Hear that streamliner hoot out hello as she speeds across the country? One of those sleek, swift cars is a dining car. Every morning, I'll bet you there are folks having themselves a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies with frozen strawberries, maybe. As they pour the cream on their Rice Krispies, you know what happens? Snap, crackle, pop. That's because Kellogg's has tumble-toasted them so they're spun full of crispy goodness and made golden toasty all over. They're sure fun to eat, sure taste delicious. How about having yourself a big bowl of tasty Rice Krispies, say, tomorrow morning? Trailing the bad men of the Old West was the main job of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. But now and then, there was time out for a bit of fun. The two saddle partners found more than fun, however. They found a carnival of danger.
Hey, Bill, let's go over here and win a Cupid doll, can we, huh?
Now, what do you want with a Cupid doll, Jingles?
Well, I don't exactly want it for myself, but, well, I thought it might be nice for Joker.
Mm-hmm. That's all that horse needs.
Yeah. I thought you'd figure it was a good idea. Now, come on.
Ring the bell and win a Cupid doll. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's all there is to it. How about you, guests? Take the big hammer, ring the bell, and the doll is yours.
I'll bet I can do that, Bill.
You there, big boy. You ought to be able to win a Cupid doll with one swing. How's about it? It's only a dime.
Only a dime, huh? Hey, Bill.
Have you got a dime, Jim?
Well, I've been having a lot of expenses here lately, and I, no.
That's what I thought. Well, here you are, partner.
Thanks, Bill. Here's my dime, mister. Give me that hammer.
Yes, indeed. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and watch these gentlemen here. Here's a chump. Here's a man about to try his strength and skill.
Well, here I go.
Well, what do you know? He rang the bell on the first try.
Hey, I did it, Bill.
Here's your Cupid doll, mister. How about another try?
Hey, that was fun. Bill, can I try it again?
All right, here's another dime.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Can he do it again? Watch closely.
Hey, I did it again, Bill.
Hey, another winner, another Cupid doll. That's enough, Buster. Take your doll and get lost.
What do you mean? I'm having fun.
I said beat it. I'm not standing here and handing out dolls to you all day.
Now, just a minute. You offered a doll to anyone who could ring the bell. Jingles rang it twice. If he wants to try it again, he's got a perfect right to.
Now, friend, this is between me and your roly-poly sidekick. Just because that overgrown ape can ring the bell every time, there's no reason for me to go broke. He's through. Now, get him out of here.
What do you say, Jingles? Had enough, or do you want to try it again?
Oh, I don't care, Bill. Tain't worth starting a fight about. But I don't like this Jasper's face, and I don't like his way of doing business.
Why, you big ox, I'll bust you once on this.
Jingles, look out for that ball bat.
Oh, I'm coming over that counter and cracking Cupid doll over your head.
You stay away from me. you, I'll give you the bat again.
No, no, you don't. Now give me that clap.
Oh, let go, let go. Hey, Rube.
Finish him off, Jingle, or we'll have the whole carnival on our necks.
All right, here I go.
Nice work, Jingles. All right, let's go.
Get those two chumps, you guys.
We'll take care of them. Get them.
All right, hold it right there.
Hey, he's got his guns out.
Yeah, you're darn right he has. And the first one of you that comes a step closer is going to wind up flat on his back with the doc trying to dig a slug out of him.
All right, hold it, man.
That's better.
Oh, let's muss him up a little. Here, this partner wrecked my pitch here.
You come out and muss him up, funny face, if you've got nerve enough.
Oh.
Now get this straight. That gent in there with all the broken dolls took a baseball bat to my partner. Jingles took care of him for that, and we're all even. So the rest of you can go back where you came from.
How about it, Pitch?
I was just protecting my property.
You ain't trying to give me a fractured skull at the same time.
All right. Yeah. Put up them guns and we'll leave you alone. But get off the lot and get off fast.
I don't think we will, mister. Jingles and I sort of represent the law around here, and I think we'll just stick around for a while.
Yeah, to see that nobody else gets gypped on these phony games or gets their heads cracked with a bat.
You gents really lawmen?
We sure are. This here is Wild Bill Hickok. I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Well, that's a little different. Get back to your pitch, boys. Watch it for a while.
Yeah, watch it for as long as you're in this town or you're going to have trouble with us. Oh, I'm still mad, Bill. I think I'll just go back and win a couple of more Cupid dolls to make up for this lump on my head.
No sense in starting any trouble, Jingles. These carnival men seem to be running the show on the level now, so I might as well call it a night and go on home.
Well, I suppose so, but I'd still
Wait a minute.
What is it, Bill?
In between those tents there. Looks like somebody's hurt.
Who is it, Bill?
I can't see. Light a match, Jingles.
Right.
Here, help me turn him over.
Uh-oh. Bill, I know him.
So do I, Jingles.
Is he dead?
No, but it looks like he was hit with a club or a baseball bat.
Now, who would do that to a nice old man like Pop Jenkins?
Probably somebody who wanted to rob him.
Hey, I know somebody who's mighty handy with a baseball bat.
Yeah, so do I.
Bill, you all right? Bill!
How sharp's your hearing today, Charlie?
My hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was okay this morning when I had my Rice Krispies. I could hear them go snap, crackle, pop, plain as anything.
Well, then give this a listen.
That's a bullet, isn't it?
Well, sure, but what kind?
What kind? Mm-hmm. Well, now, how in the world can I tell that?
By just listening. That was a rifle, a .30 caliber. Now, listen to this one. Hear the difference? That was a .45, a pistol. Now, if you were going to do business out on the range, it would be mighty handy to know what sort of a gun was being fired when you heard a bullet. It would be, that is, if you wanted to live long enough to eat lots of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and boy, I sure do.
Well, you're not the only one, Slim. Thanks to Tumble Toastin', the exclusive Kellogg's process that spins them full of goodness and makes them golden toasty all over, Rice Krispies are a top cereal and the choice of folks everywhere.
Hey, that weren't no bullet.
No, that was a smart youngster zipping off to the store to get some, guess what?
Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
You bet. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles found old Pop Jenkins between two tents at the carnival, they saw that he'd been beaten by a club or a baseball bat. No sooner had they made this discovery than shots rang out in the darkness.
Bill, where are you anyhow?
Over here, Jimmy. But stay out of sight. He might take another crack at us.
Well, thank heaven you're all right. I thought he'd got you.
No, you didn't miss by much. Sure glad it's dark in here.
It's a little too dark for me. Now, let's go out there where there's some light and some people.
Let's get Pop to a doctor.
Yeah, and then let's find that bushwhacker.
I don't think we'll find him by just looking, Jingles.
Why not?
He's mixed in with the crowd by now. Must be a couple of hundred people here, and any one of them could have been the one who'd done the shooting.
Well, if the gent that did the shooting is the one that clubbed old Pop Jenkins, I know where I'm going to start looking.
Yeah. Yeah, help me carry Pop out of here, and then we'll talk to that fella Pitt.
Hiya, give it a whirl. Step right up, bring the bell. easy. It's fun. It's only a dime. Sit right over here and try your luck.
If he's our man, Jingles, he sure got back on the job in a hurry.
Ah, just a minute, mister. Step right up and... Oh, it's you two again.
Yeah, it's us two again. Only this time we ain't after no Cupid doll.
Well, that's good, my overgrown friend, because I've had enough trouble with you for one night.
You might just have a little more trouble before you're through.
Take it easy, Jingles.
But, Bill...
Just a minute.
Oh, all right, but go ahead and work him over, Bill.
What? Work me over for what?
You know for what.
Jingles, be quiet.
Be quiet, be quiet. I can't even open my mouth.
Now, listen, have you got something on your mind, Hickok, or are you just looking for trouble?
I just want to ask you a few questions, Pitch.
Yeah? Like what?
Like, where were you 5 minutes ago?
Well, I'll answer that one. I was right here, taking a few dimes off a couple of chumps that couldn't ring the bell.
That sounds like it, but I don't believe you.
Let's try the next question. Where's that baseball bat you keep under the counter?
The bat? Why, somebody grabbed it when I was fighting with this big moose a while ago.
Big moose? Why, you little weasel, I ain't so big.
Never mind, Jingles. Take a look back at the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and look. It ain't here, I tell you.
See it, Jingles?
No. Must have hit it, Bill.
It's lost, I tell you. What's this all about, anyhow?
It's about a robbery.
A robbery?
That's right.
Well, you don't figure I had anything to do with it. I may not always be on the level, Hickok, but I'm no robber.
I didn't say you were. But I'd like to see your gun for a minute.
My gun?
Yeah, that great big hog leg hanging in your holster. Let Bill have a look at it.
Well, all right. But I didn't have nothing to do with no robbery.
How about it, Bill?
It's been reloaded, Jingle. But it's been fired just a few minutes ago.
Oh? How can you tell?
It's hot and I can smell burnt powder.
Oh, been having a little target practice, huh?
Why, sure, that's it. I was open to the shooting gallery practicing.
Yeah, and not with that .45 you weren't. You'd have blown the whole back end out of the place.
Jingles.
But, Bill, he's as guilty as a coyote caught in a hen house with a face full of feathers.
Can you prove it?
Well, no.
Then don't say it. Here's your gun back, Pitch.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Hickok. Like I said before, I ain't no angel, but I ain't no robber either.
We'll soon find out. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we may have some more questions, so don't get lost.
Don't worry. I won't.
You better not, or I'll come looking for you.
Yeah.
Where are we going now, Bill?
Back to where we got shot at.
You mean that dark place between the two tents?
That's right.
Bill, there ain't no sense of going back in there. We took Bob Jenkins over to the doctor.
Sure, and he's going to be all right. But I'd still like to find something that'll lead us to the man who robbed him.
Well, so would I, but I don't like the idea of being a standing target while we're looking for it.
Well, whoever took those shots at us probably has left by now.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah. Well, here we are, Jingle.
Yeah. Well, what do we do now?
Look around on the ground. See if you can find any sort of a clue.
All right, but I'm going to keep looking over my shoulder, too. Well, I don't see anything.
Well, keep on looking.
Bill?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Something moving inside that tent.
Well,
right there, watch.
Yeah, I see it.
Canvas keeps moving.
Lift up the edge of the tent, Jingles, and I'll take a look.
But, Bill...
Go ahead, partner, I got you covered.
All right, but if you see anything, shoot. What'd you see, Bill?
Just one of the carnival horses, Jingles. Oh. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
I just stepped on something. There, I've got it.
What is it?
A bunch of cartridges, Jingles. Oh. The man who shot at us loaded his gun here and left these empties.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's wonderful. When you find the gun they came from.
Well, let's go looking for it and get out of this dark place.
Wait a minute. I want to look around a little more. Might find something else.
Bill Hickok, you're the only man I know who goes around just asking for a bullet in the back. Bill, they're tearing down the tents and getting ready to move the carnival to the next town. Are we going to let them get away?
Let who get away?
Well, that ringtail lizard that calls himself Pitch.
The only evidence we have is a handful of empty .44 cartridges, Jingle.
Well, they're the ones that was fired at us. You picked them up right between those tents.
That's right.
Well, go fit them into Pitch's gun and prove he's the one that shot at us.
But he isn't. He was a .45, remember?
Oh, yeah. Then he can't be the one. Doggone it, I had this all figured out, but somebody had to go and use the wrong size bullets.
Hold it, Jingles. Here comes the carnival boss. The one that I pulled a gun on when you had your fight with Pitch.
Yeah, he's heading this way.
Howdy, gents. Shows are all over. We're moving on to the next town.
Yeah, so I see.
Yeah, we've been watching them take down the tents. real interested.
Well, you can't stay here. You're liable to get hurt.
I'm here on business, mister.
Business? Oh, yeah. You're Wild Bill Hickok, ain't you? Met you a spell earlier.
Yeah, I'm Jingles.
Yeah? Well, what's the trouble, Marshal? Everything seems pretty quiet after your little run-in with Pitch.
Yeah, it may have seemed quiet, but there was a robbery tonight, and the man was badly hurt.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The old man was beaten and robbed.
And we darn near got our ears shot off when we found him.
You don't say. Hey, Pete, get them ropes into the wagon. Get a move on. We ain't got all night.
You don't seem to be worried much about all of this.
I'm not. Happens every once in a while when you get a big crowd. Somebody flashes a lot of money, and the first thing you know, he's hit over the head and his money's gone. What can I do about it?
You might try to help us find out who did it.
That's your job, Hickok. My job is to get this show on the road. Get that cat wagon rolling. Let's have a gang on his canvas here.
Well, he sure wasn't much help, Bill. What do we do now?
Keep looking around, Jingles. We'll come up with some sort of a clue.
Okay, but we better move. This big tent's about to come down.
Okay, let it go!
Look out, Bill.
Bill, it's bottom line!
Run for it, Jingles.
We're not going to make it! Bill!
Charlie, looky here. Look what I got. A real honest-to-goodness telegraph set. Listen. Hey, can you understand the Morse code, Charlie?
A little bit, Slim.
Okay, then give a listen to this, because I'm going to send you a message.
Yeah, I might have known. Wranglers, do you know the message Slim sent? It said, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop. Now, how about telling us why Kellogg's Rice Krispies sound off like that when you pour milk or cream over them?
All right.
That's it, Slim. Tumble toasted. There's the answer, Wranglers. Each puff of rice in Rice Krispies is tumble toasted round and round in Kellogg's big rotary ovens until it's toasted evenly all over and spun full of crisp goodness. That's why when you pour milk or cream over them, they...
snap, crackle, pop.
Ask Mom real nice-like to bring home a package of the world's only talking cereal, tumble toasted Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, looking for the robber on the carnival lot, suddenly find the big top crashing down on top of them. They start to run. Too late.
Oh, I think my back's broken, Bill.
Jingles, where are you?
I'm right here under a half a ton of canvas, Bill.
You're lucky one of those big poles didn't fall on you. You wouldn't be here at all.
What do we do now, Bill?
Try to crawl out under the edge of the tent.
Oh, why don't we just wait till they pick up the tent, Bill?
I want to see you let those ropes go too soon.
What do you mean?
This wasn't an accident, Jingles.
No?
Somebody dropped this tent on us on purpose.
Hey, Bill, somebody's coming.
Hey, somebody's trapped into the tent, boys.
Yeah, let's get them out.
Never mind. Any rubes that have been hanging around here got no business in the lot. It's their own fault if they get hurt.
But, Sam, you can't leave them in there.
You heard me. I'm the boss here. Get on the other side of that canvas and get it into the wagon. All of you.
But, Sam, you
better... That goes for you, too, Pitch. Now get moving.
That's Sam, the carnival boss, Jingle.
Yeah, he's a mean one.
You just lie still. Don't let him know we're all right.
Well, what's the idea, Bill?
I want to see what he does.
Hickok, you under there? You all right? Ah, guess they're both knocked out. Well, I'll just make sure they stay knocked out. One crack on each of them with this bat, and I can say a pole fell on them.
Oh!
Now put a stop to that, Jingle.
All right, boys, that's it. Get the rest of that tent off them.
Easy, boys, easy.
I'm out.
Now let me out. There, now where's the wise guy that took a crack at us with that ball bat?
What are you talking about? I was standing right here all the time. Nobody came near you.
You came near us, and you came near enough to give me another lump on my head.
Stay back.
Put that gun away, Sam. That's Marshal Hickok and Jingle.
He knows who we are, Pitch. That's why he tried to get us.
I did not.
I just don't want that big ape threatening me.
You forget. We could hear what you said while we were under that tent.
Yeah, you said one crack of this bat for each of them. Well, I can say a pole fell off.
Maybe you thought we were coming too close to finding the man that beat up Pop Jenkins.
Stay back, or I'll use this gun.
Ah, it's a nice-looking gun.
What's the matter with you, Sam? You can't shoot Hickok and Jingles.
I think he tried it once before tonight, with that same .44 Colt he's holding on us now.
That's right. Hey, it is a .44. Hey, and Bill, look at that baseball bat he was trying to beat our brains out with.
Yeah, there's our evidence, Jingles.
That's enough. I'm backing out of here, and I'll shoot the first man that makes a move.
Watch him, Jingles.
Let's jump him, Bill.
Try that again, and you locoed elephant, and I'll drill you plumb center.
Let him go, Jingles. No use getting yourself killed.
And don't come after me. Drop your gun, Sam. I got you covered.
Oh. Bill, you got him.
Yeah, but he got pitched. You go see how badly he's hurt.
All right, Sam. Just get those hands behind you while I tie you up. Never stop me, Hickok. Oh. Pitch hadn't stuck his nose into things.
Yes, it's a good thing he did. How are you doing, Pitch?
Oh, not too bad. I stopped the slug, though. He was too fast.
Well, he wasn't fast enough for Bill, though. I never saw anybody yet that was. Here, let me get a bandage on you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jingles. Ain't very often I'm on the side of the law. Hey, feels kind of good.
Yeah, it sure does, don't it? Now, hold still while I get this tied around you.
How's he doing, Jingles?
Oh, if we get him to a doctor, I think he'll be all right, Bill.
Good. Hey, look what I found in Sam's pocket.
I'm too busy to look right now, Bill. What is it?
It's Pop Jenkins' wallet with a couple of $100 in it.
Then Sam must be the one that robbed him.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to prove it when Pop wakes up again.
Hey, he must be the one who stole my baseball bat. Well, I bet he would have tried to pin it on me, too.
Well, he's just mean enough. Well, Pitch, don't you worry. You proved which side you were on by stopping the bullet to give Bill a chance to shoot.
Yeah, and I sure want to thank you for it.
Well, that's all right, Bill. Like I said, I ain't no angel, but Robin ain't in my line either.
Well, you're bandaged up now, Pitch. Let's go get that slug out of here.
Yeah, that looks like a real bad wound.
Sure does. You know, you said you weren't no angel, Pitch, and, well, I guess I'm not either. And I sure don't want to come any closer to being one than you just did. I just ain't ready to start wearing wings.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Monday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. In the meantime, have a pleasant weekend.
That goes for me, too, kids, and don't miss our story Monday. You've heard about stagecoach holdups. Well, this one's about a riverboat holdup. We call it the Riverboat Killers.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Crippled children need your help. You can give it through Easter Seals. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh, Eddie Marr, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok! Thank you.
to Radio America, broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.